And noticing how awareness is still available right now. Different experience, always available. So we have a walking period. I want to say a few things about that. In general, being aware while walking, moment to moment, or other activity, during these 2 days together, if you can keep your life somewhat more simple, that's supportive, right? It's not that, as I said, we can learn to bring awareness to everything, but it's easier to recognize when we're in simpler activities, hence the use of a form of a retreat. So now it's a walking period. If you don't have daily activities you need to do, please do the simple walking back and forth. If you have stuff you have to take care of, do that with the same quality of awareness, you know, remembering I'll describe. If you have the choice, stay off of media. I mean, you know, we just, enough already with that. If you have the choice, because that's one of the more difficult areas to be aware. If you're with family and you're communicating, of course. But if you can keep it simple, do so for yourself. And if you notice you could keep it simple, but your mind's coming up with all kinds of stuff maybe you could do, notice that. Just notice that, and that's awareness already. You don't have to run with it. Noticing wanting, great awareness. Awareness doesn't care if you're noticing wanting or subtle sensations of the breath. Awareness is present then. That's all we care about. So keep it simple if you can. If you have to, you do what you need to do. So in the walking, later when you have the so-called question and answer period, I just want to say in this style of practice, a lot of the learning that I learned from practicing with Tejaniya and in teaching these retreats, a lot of the learning of how this works, of learning to recognize and trust awareness, comes from hearing other people. So from sitting in on group discussions, we would have like group interview groups if we were on a retreat or if there were less people, but I can't do that online with this many people. But so the question and answer period is, I really would encourage people to participate. And it's not like you have to have some brilliant question. It doesn't even have to be question. It's more like, I'm wanting to know, how's it going? What are you discovering about recognizing awareness or not? You know, you're like, what the heck? I don't even know what she's talking about. Or things you've noticed or things that are difficult. So just putting that out now that I really invite this participation, and it's for all of us. It's a big part of how this form of practice is communicated. And of course, if you have a question too, sure. Okay, so now the walking period for half an hour, then we'll come back and sit together again. So in the walking, many of you are familiar with this style. Many of you maybe not. You may have practiced walking meditation in a variety of other Vipassana styles. The one like I know from the Mahasi style, where you start by being quite focused on the sensations of the feet. And it's kind of, you begin with a bit of a narrow focus, not a bit, quite a narrow focus. Here, that's not so necessary. We're just cultivating awareness of a natural experience. So to begin with, you're walking, just walk back and forth, or maybe you're taking a walk outside, but you can just be feeling your body in motion. It can be that simple. It doesn't have to be really the precise sensations on the bottom of your foot. You just feel the body in motion. That's fine awareness, the body in motion and knowing that. And then you think, but this is nothing. Okay, that's a thought coming and going, let it. You, it's fine, other things happen. Gradually, you'll find as you relax into just feeling the body in motion, walking back and forth, and relax into trusting that a bit, gradually other experiences start to be known. You might be aware of hearing, of seeing, of moods coming and going, and that's all fine. It's a kind of a wider lens, which is also fine mindfulness awareness. So play with that. Again, as we did in this sitting, if you feel not just uncomfortable with that because it's not familiar, that's okay. Changing styles is uncomfortable, that's okay. But if you feel Wider awareness, wider, yes. Awareness, no. I don't know what the heck's going on. I'm just pacing and planning, and there's no awareness at all. If it feels like that, okay, simplify again. Feel just your legs moving, but relax into that, not trying hard to get it right. It's just what's happening now. It's like this now. But play with that simplicity of just knowing what you're doing. If you have to do the dishes, don't think you have to be super mindful of the coolness of the drop of the water and the pressure of the tendons as you move your hand. Let that go. Just be aware of the wholeness of body washing dishes. Really, it's a broader awareness than you might be used to. But as we come to trust that, this is the entree into it being more available in more complex activities. But you're lost completely fine. Feel your feet on the floor. Know you're washing the dishes. Feel your body. You get a sense of that? We're just playing, relax. Only this moment. We're not trying to get anywhere. You shouldn't be better at it at the end of the walking or something. We're just practicing recognizing awareness, okay? So it's a half an hour period for awareness in movement, in whatever movement you're doing. And then we'll come back together again. Thank you.